Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace Remix family, what's going on, everyone? It is your host, Esther, live in the remix. It was Sunday night about 5 minutes ago. Now it's early Monday morning, August 18th. And just want to say hello and welcome to everybody and to let you know that the chat room is open. I see you all on the phone lines. We are doing a late night show tonight. We really just kind of want to tap into some of the energy that's present, you know, here. So you all want to go ahead and get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call in. You can always Skype into the show. There's a little blue Skype button. Once you come over to the site, it's blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and you can Skype in from there. You can also join us in the chat room. The chat room is open, and all of Planet Remix is there showing up in the chat room, so, you know. We are chatting and chilling tonight after dark, and doing some reflecting on dreams and dream creation, you know. So, I always want to start off by sending out much love to Miss Blue, who is listening from afar. she, I'm sure, will agree with me in saying that today was an interesting-ass day, and it is some interesting-ass energy on the planet. And while I speak on that, let me say, since this is a show after dark, you all might want to put the babies to sleep. There may be some language, you know, that's shared tonight, so consider yourself forewarned. So go ahead and put the babies to sleep. They should hopefully be asleep already, but I know we are all in different time zones, so some of the babies might still be woke. But, yes, definitely want to send much love out to Miss Blue and Baby Blue, and definitely much love out to Sister Manya as well and all of her wonderful children. And just want to send love everyone's way. So definitely want to remind you all also, I know that you all were here for Friday night's show with Brother Umar, and he dropped some very powerful words and words of wisdom, as he always does when he comes on. So you all definitely want to make sure you go back and download and listen to that. If you missed that show or any of the shows, you know, you can always download them and listen later. All the shows are available on the Remix Radio page on Blog Talk. You can also subscribe to the Remix Podcast on iTunes, and you can have all the shows automatically downloaded to your PC, your MP3, whatever you have to listen to the remix, you can have it there. So definitely want to send much love out to Brother Umar for that powerful share on Friday night. And, of course, you all know it's Sunday night, so the Kim Deck orders are going out. If you do not have a Kim Deck, you can always get one at missblueblast.com/cards. You can also get the audio workbook there. The audio workbook is a wonderful way to work your magic. It's something you can have on demand, listen to at any time. It's also at www.missblueblast.com as well, so you can always have access to that. You can connect with Miss Blue, myself, or the rest of the Remix family on Facebook, of course. You can go ahead and like the Remix Radio page on Facebook. It's where we post a lot of information about shows, and it's also a way you can connect with other members of the Remix family. And I see all of you all here today. I'm looking at all the callers on the call line, all the folks after dark. It's always interesting to see who these type of shows kind of bring out, you know, the after midnight crowd, you know. So want to send love to everyone on the lines, both seen and unseen. Just know we see y'all. So, yes. And, of course, if you want to get in touch with Miss Blue, you can always hit her up at Question for Blue. That's QUESTION, the number 4, Blue, at gmail.com. Yes, yes. So want to definitely give some shout-outs. First of all, I want to shout out everybody who is woke right now and who's tuning in to the Remix. Definitely want to send love out to my fellow priestesses. Hugs and kisses to all the priestesses out there doing your work. And definitely much love out to Self-Invested. We are doing some real magical work in Self-Invested. And if you all are not Self-Invested but you are interested, know that you can definitely still sign up for it. You can hit up Miss Blue again at questionforblue@gmail.com and tell her you are interested in being Self-Invested, and you will get all of the information you need. And so definitely want to give love out to Self-Invested. I don't have a bell to ring, but, you know, we'll ring it in our heads. We'll send that bell out for everyone. I also want to give love out to all of our international callers who are representing in full force tonight, like always. Going to send some love out to those listening in from Suriname. Wow. From the Sudan, from Mauritius, from the Cayman Islands. Much love to you all. Ghana, Bangladesh, Nepal, Lithuania, Puerto Rico. Oh, Puerto Rico. Much love to y'all. Can't wait to go back. Much love out to China, out to Chile, Malaysia, Japan, Bermuda is representing like always. Mozambique is in the house. Denmark, Switzerland, Brazil, Thailand. Much love to everyone out in Thailand. Belgium, Austria, India, Saudi Arabia is representing. Spain, Greece, Australia, Egypt, Italy, the Philippines, Tunisia, Trinidad is in the house like always, the Bahamas in the house, Jamaica's in the house, Singapore is in the house, much love to Singapore, Nigeria's in the house, Barbados, France, Germany, Turkey, of course, the Netherlands is representing, South Africa is representing, Kenya and Canada, much love out to Canada and the UK, and then everyone here in the States, definitely sending much love out to all of you all over. So definitely want to just represent here for all of our planet Remix, you know, and some of them from even the other planets that's listening. And we ain't going to go into that tonight, but we want to send love out to everyone everywhere that's checking out the Remix tonight. And I want to remind everybody about Dumping It. No, we haven't talked about Dumping It in a while, but, you know, Dumping It is something that just needs to be done. It's a necessity. You can't go without Dumping It. If you do, you know, you kind of have some problems with being backed up and blockage and all types of things happening. You don't want to have that. So I just want to remind everybody to Dump It ASAP, dumpitasap.com. Go over there, let it out, whatever's on your mind, get things off your chest, release all that baggage that you're carrying it around. It's always, always, always a good idea to dump it. And just want to remind, put that little nugget back in you all's ear, because right about now it's a whole lot going on that I think a lot of us got some shit to dump, you know. So I just want to put that out there. Dump it ASAP. It's a sacred space for you all. It's made for everyone in Planet Remix to go ahead over there and let it all out. So tonight we are going to dance. This is going to be a little different, Cher. We're definitely going to be doing some reflections. I'm going to open up the phone lines to take your calls. You definitely want to be on the line, 646-652-2711. And we're going to reflect on our dreams. And we're going to talk about dreams in a different way. So, you know, it's going to be a little different. But like I said, it may get a little raw. So you may want to put the kiddies to bed and, you know, just kind of get ready to open up. So we're going to listen to some chill music. We're going to get ready to kind of dance. I don't know if you're going to dance to this. You might just want to go get a cup of tea and just kind of put your feet up, or this might just kind of help you relax. So that's what we're going to kick it off with. And definitely going to listen to some Baby Blue and and get it cracking. Yeah, let's get it cracking, Remix family. All right, here we go, here we go.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. Yeah, the truth is she was you in the book that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. See, I've been in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. All night laying verses, though I'd rather lay with you, baby. Bro and panties matching nail and toes, you all kinda lazy. Angel out of heaven, such a goddess, have a nigga praying. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. To tell the truth, the shit was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you.
You need a real nigga shouty, so come in, throw that pussy shouty. See, I think you and me can make it. This little verse to get you naked. See, your heart ain't meant for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. See, I've been caught up in the moment. Said my type ain't quite a type, but now this gangsta nigga own it. She can twist my weed and hit the yak. I can hit your type without the hat. Put that pussy on the map. I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that ass you got come with attitude and your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. Just when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause girl.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. Tell the truth, for shit was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
Throw a low key pussy, girl, you knowing that your nigga faded. Can I hit that pussy way I wanna while this record playing? Put my tongue in different places, play a game of operation. Like, na 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 la la la, you get what I'm saying? No metaphors, nothing like that, I'm keeping it straight to the point with you. So, I'ma put this dick up off and... inside of you.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. To tell the truth, for sure, it was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, for sure, it was you in the booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
All right. Now, I know some of y'all are like, oh my goodness, what was that? That was for y'all to relax, okay? That was Schoolboy Q, the studio, and that's why I wanted y'all to put the babies to sleep. But yes, that was Schoolboy Q, the studio. Just wanted to kind of, you know, slow it down. We're on a chill mode tonight. We're going to be talking about dreams. We're going to be talking about reflecting on dreams and dream creation and following our dreams while in the dark. We're going to talk about that. So definitely want you all to get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call in, and you can always Skype in. You can always Skype in, of course, and, you know, very interesting energy out, as I told you all. So definitely you can Skype in for the show. So we're going to be talking about dreams, dream creation, following our dreams while we're in the dark. And, you know, this topic was really kind of sparked by a lot of the energy on the planet tonight. There's been a lot of things going on, and some of them may seem inexplicable. You know, some of the changes that are happening for us in our personal lives, things may be completely thrown off. Things may have gone off their intended course. Things may be making you kind of change your decisions and your direction entirely. And this is a time of dream creation. You know, a lot of people are following their dreams that they've created, and a lot of people are kind of struggling along the path of the dream that they have constructed, you know. And I think that one of the illusions in the world is that we think of dreams sometimes, we just think of dreams and as when we lay our heads down and go to sleep. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about that, especially on Planet Remix. So we think about dreams like that. But the illusion sometimes is that when we hear people talking about following their dreams, we think of that as just being a lovely existence. You know, we think of that as being like, oh, they following their dreams. Yippee, go you. You got some dreams to follow, yay. But when you really closely listen to what people say about their dreams, you will hear a very telling tale. You know, dreams can go haywire. Dreams come with a major struggle. People can doubt your dream. They gonna tell you that they doubt your dream. And you just may fail at accomplishing your dream. People have lost their lives following their dreams. So this concept of dream creation and following your dreams and going after what you want and having a dream that you're living for is something that is really important to talk about. I know for me, a dream that I always had was to teach, you know, and definitely is something that I came here to do. And I don't think that anyone could have told me kind of the difficulty in teaching has nothing to do with what you're teaching. You know, and as it being one of my dreams that I wanted to do that, it was just something I always felt so passionate about. But when you get kind of put on the spot and you get in the area where you got to actually live out your dream and then you recognize how big it is, sometimes shit can go haywire. You know, sometimes things can go haywire. Sometimes things can go a little crazy. So I always think back to that of my dream of teaching and how it was when I first got in the classroom and I had hundreds and hundreds of students and they was all looking at me like, you look like you could be in a classroom with us. And what I realized was that the hardest thing about that dream of teaching had nothing to do with content. It had to do with connecting with the people in the audience, connecting with your students, connecting with folks. And so it was a lesson for me to learn along the path of following my dream, you know. And we get a lot of those lessons that are there, and sometimes you might get out there and actually have a chance where you fail, or you get out there and you try your dream out, and you're like, oh, that really didn't go the way I wanted it to go. I may have to do something else, you know. So that's kind of what sparked this show, is really thinking about all of kind of the trials and tribulations that go on when you're pursuing your dreams, the things that come up along that path, and then how do we deal with that? And then what are kind of those messages and that those divine messages that are out there in the world for us about following our dreams, you know, about what happens as you're following your dreams. And so we're going to do something a little different tonight. And the energy is strong, y'all. Like, I know y'all in the chat room can feel it. You can see it. You know what happens whenever we get to kicking that song, right? So one of the things that came to me, one of the things that I really thought about as far as our jewels, you know, that I rely on when I struggle with my dreams is music. That's what I rely on. When I struggle with my dreams, I usually rely on music because music we know is so important and so powerful, and it carries that unique message for all of us. So tonight, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be reflecting on the course of our dreams by listening to some songs that speak directly to dreams. And they share very, very, very interesting perspectives on what it is to have a dream and what you go through when you have a dream and the lessons you learn from those dreams, okay? So what we're going to do here is we're going to listen to about 4 songs about dreams. And after each song, I'm going to open the lines up because I want you all to call in and to reflect on what was the message about dreams in that song and how that speaks to you, because you can get a lot of insight. You can get so much wisdom from hearing someone talk about what happens when you pursue your dream, okay? And what I'm going to tell y'all is that it ain't all flowers and sugar and candy and roses. It ain't all that. So we're going to start off by one of the songs that I think it's really going to carry a very powerful, very powerful message. You want to get on the line, 646-652-2711, because you want to call in to share for this. And let's go ahead and start with the first song. Like I said, make sure them kitties is in the bed. Make sure the kitties is in the bed before we get ready to share. But this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about dream creation. So let's go ahead and let's get into the first song.
Woke up off that coma 2001. About the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents Nigga With An Attitude, Volume 1. Rap critics politicking, wanna know the outcome. Ready to die reasonable, doubting doggy style in one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and all eyes on me. I watched the death of a dynasty, so I told Vibe magazine. Working with Dr. Dre was a... I had visions of making a classic. Then my world turned black, like I was staring out of Stevie Wonder's glasses. It's kinda hard to imagine, like Kanye West coming back from his fatal accident to beat making and rapping. But we the future. Whitney Houston told me that, and it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and
I brought you all my dreams.
Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch like Maya. When I saw that ass on the front of that King, read the article in the magazine. She love gangsters, love nasty things. So I'm in the glass house having nasty dreams. Good girls never give it up, but anything is possible. If 50 fuck Vivica, hurdle life's obstacles. Found my way through the maze, then joy turned to pain like Frankie Beverly and Maze. Used to dream of being unsigned hype, till I was crushed by Dave Mays. Almost let my pen fall asleep on the page. Daydreaming yesterday, dozing off backstage. I thought I saw Easy talking to Jam Master J. So I walked over, heard Jam Master say, it's a hard knock life, then you pass away. They say sleep is the cousin of death. So my eyes wide open, cause the dream is kin to your last breath.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
The dream of Huey Newton, that's what I'm living to. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White House without a business suit? Compton had Jerry Curl dripping on Ronald Reagan's shoes. Gave Michael in my demo, came here to pay my dues. Started off with Who Kid, then I start blazing clue. It was all a dream like Big said it be. Don't sleep on me, homie, I bring nightmares to reality. Rap phenomenon, defying the rules of gravity. Studied all the classics, start revising my strategy. Cause Marshall Mathers made it, Curtis Jackson made it. Head in the clouds wondering where the hell Marvin Gaye went. How do I say this? I'm living for my son, but I can't figure out why I'm at my temple with this gun. Wake up to a Jesus piece like a Catholic nun. The war to be a rap legend has just begun.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
Dedicated to Yetunde Price, the sister of Venus and Serena Williams, who was slain during a gang shootout in Compton Sunday, September 14th, 2003. Rest in peace.
Family, that was the first song by The Game. It's called Dreams, and I would love to hear how this song kind of connected with you all, and definitely just to listen to what The Game talked about. That was on his first album, his first major album. He had made some mixtapes before that where he was really sharing kind of his dreams, you know, the dream he had to be a rapper, the dream he had to be in the place he was. And so very powerful song, kind of telling his story of how he got where he was. I'm going to go to the phone lines. you all definitely want to get on. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the line. Let's see who we got on the line tonight. Oh, such interesting energy. Calling in from area code 843. 843, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. 843, you are live on the remix. I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just shocked that I actually got in, but my name is Kevin, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Kevin from South Carolina.
And hi to everybody else, whoever listening.
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on with you tonight, Kevin?
Nothing. Actually, I didn't know the show was starting this late, so I just kind of just, my internet ain't working, so I saved the number, so I just call in to see, you know, where y'all actually at.
Yeah. Did you hear what we're talking about tonight?
As far as I know, it's dreams.
It is dreams. And you heard the song we just played. Did you have anything to share on that?
Well, I'll just share my dream and then I'll let you respond to it.
Okay.
Basically, my dream is I'm young. I just turned 26 years old. But basically, my dream is, I say in the next 5 years, number one, to have, like, my own foundation, like, you know, my own house, own business, whatever, et cetera. And, like,
wow.
I would say, like, two wives.
You said two wives?
Yeah, two women, like,
two,
you know, in my life
women.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. That's a dream. Okay.
Yeah, tell
okay,
me about
go ahead.
It.
Keep going.
I mean, you know, that's just.
That's what it
know.
Is. Right. I feel you.
Yeah,
so you
like,
want.
You know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to be able to come home and, you know, have two wives.
Mm.
Who, you know, who come to a happy home, you know, a stable home, you know, everybody's happy, everybody's satisfied, everybody doing their own, you know, their own little thing. And,
yeah.
You know, we just have a, you know, a general understanding. So it's not like nobody's jealous of this or that. You know, everybody does their part, but we still, I say, like, all of us contribute to, you know, each other.
Yeah, and what steps have you taken? Like, where are you at on your course to kind of fulfilling this dream?
Well, right now I'm just working and might start going back to school.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to focus on that, really.
All right,
and,
that's
I,
a very
I would,
interesting dream.
Yeah, I mean, I already got a girlfriend now, and I love her to death. But, you know, I just don't think that she would be willing to. I mean, she maybe would, but I think it'd be just really hard for her to accept something like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the two wives, is that because of a particular, are you pursuing, like, polygamy, or is that just more because you feel that's where you would be happy is having two wives?
Actually, maybe it's a little of both, but, you know.
Okay.
I just feel like,
yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's different. You know, some people are satisfied
absolutely.
With just one person. You know, it's just. I just feel like I wouldn't need 1,000 women, but I feel like two women would be just enough for me, just enough.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you sharing your dream, because that's a real dream right there. That's a real dream. And while you were talking, I pulled a card for you from the Chem Deck. Are you familiar with the Chem Deck? Do you have the Chem Deck?
No, I never had one, but I hear, you know, y'all do it for other people all the time.
Yes, definitely. Definitely should get you a Kim deck. They are at missblueblast.com/cards. But I pulled card number 10, which is Feel Your Spirit. And that's all about movements and details and discernment. And I would say, you know, that dream you just shared definitely sounds like you feeling your spirit and what it is that you want to do, you know. But I would definitely say, you know, maybe you should start kind of jotting down and sketching out how you want to accomplish that dream and kind of putting it down on paper and then maybe even discussing it with your current partner, especially if you plan to kind of incorporate her with it. Because, you know, tonight we're talking about dreams and the course of dreams. And we know just from going through it, like a lot of times it takes so much to get to that dream. You know what I mean? It takes so much planning and preparation, and all types of things have to go into kind of putting it all together. And so since, like you said, you're still young, you're still kind of figuring out what it is you want to do and how you're going to get there, it may be good to just sit down and kind of sketch out that dream, you know, and share it. Definitely share it. Not meaning you have to make your girl, you know, kind of go along with that, because you're right, that's going to be a very interesting conversation when you have it, but it's definitely something that, you know, it's worth discussing in terms of talking about what you want for the future, you know, because that's what dream creation is all about, you know. So definitely, I say, you know, much love to you and your dreams.
Right. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I mean, could you, as a woman, could you see yourself being the right, you know, circumstance or whatever? Could you see yourself in that type of situation or environment, you know? Because, you know,
oh,
I know women
tend
to be selfish and stuff. I mean to put you on blast, but, you know, I'm...
Yeah, you sound good. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
What I would say is that there are women who are definitely willing to be in polygamous relationships and polygamous situations. You know, there's a lot that is required on the part of the man in that sort of relationship. And that's the part that I think sometimes gets lost in translation, because in polygamous situations, you know, the man is holding down for the family, and he's taking care of the women, he's taking care of the children, they are, you know, well-fed, they got a roof over their head, they don't have to worry about anything. And a lot of times people think of polygamy as just being, okay, I got all these women, and they here, and, you know, I'm going to take care of them the best way I can, but not kind of planning for what it would mean to take care of two whole women. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot involved. And so there are women that are willing to do that. And, you know, a lot of people, I know I've studied some on polygamy, and a lot of people have definitely even came to the Remix to talk about it. As the practice, as the ancient practice that was done, it was something that was done to build kingdoms and to build family and to be able to take care of everyone. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And I think that a lot of women out there are open to it. But it really depends on how it's presented. You know, if it's presented as something that's coming from the man saying, I just want to have two women because I don't think one going to be enough, that ain't going to work. I don't know no woman that's going to be like, okay, you know, at least not a woman you may want to be with for the rest of your life. But it really has to come from a different angle. You know, is it because you want to build a kingdom? Is it because you want to have a really large family? Is it because, you know, you want to have everyone in the same place and you don't want to have to be worried about land and all this other stuff? So that's kind of a part of that details that needs to be kind of worked out, you know, as you're kind of preparing for this, if it's something you want to pursue. And I think the other part of it is to really think about the impact on the woman, you know, because the woman is going to have to deal with a lot of things, you know, kind of being in that situation. She's going to have to be open and vulnerable and willing to trust that, you know, you're going to be, you know, there for both of them. You know what I mean? And what's to say you ain't going to go out and get another one? What happens if two ain't enough? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it can go really, really well and be beautiful, or it can go really, really bad. So I think there are women out there, but it's a very delicate situation. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I got you. I need to be basically emotionally, financially, physically.
Everything. Spiritually, emotionally, you know, financially, you need mentally, you need everything covered. You know what I mean? And, you know, as me being a woman, I would say it's a lot to deal with one of us. So two of us.
Oh, I know, ma'am. But, you know, I still love you also. That don't, you know. I got you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But I really appreciate you sharing that. So thank you so much. And definitely keep listening and hold the line. And I'll come back to you again if you have anything else to share.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you. Much love to you and the rest of the family.
All right. Peace and love, Kevin.
All right.
Aw, that was so beautiful. Much love out to the brothers. Oh, my goodness. Much love out to the brothers. All right, you all. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I did not expect to be talking about polygamy tonight. But I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. That's too funny. All right, let's go to the next caller on the line, calling in from area code 228. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, how y'all doing tonight? This is Trish from Mississippi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yes,
wish
awesome.
I had Kevin Kev problems.
You said you wish you had Kevin Kev problems.
Yeah, I do want to comment on, I really like that song. I really like the way they, you know, use the old school mix with it. That's what was very interesting, but you know,
yeah.
It's always good to hear some creative rap going on these days.
Absolutely.
Especially with, you know, everything that's out here now.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
I've been trying to get you know, get a reading. I really, and on talking about dreams too, I'm tired of dreaming about my ex. What's that all about?
Would you want to share one of the dreams that you've had about your ex?
I mean, as a matter of fact, yeah, it was last night, you know, I don't know, I, you know, we've not been together for about 4 or 5 years. She done moved on, she's in a different relationship, all of that, everything. Now, mm-hmm. we have you know, I'm a parent, so our son stays with her. So I did see him last all month long in July, so maybe I was thinking that was it. But I'm just really trying to kind of get that out my, you know, out my way, and really just trying to, you know, I'm trying to do something else.
Okay, so what was the dream that you had? What was the dream that you had? Or one of the dreams you had about that?
It was small, but it's always a intimate encounter. Her new mate is always in the picture. It's always like we sneaking and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's crazy.
It's always like you all are sneaking.
Right.
Okay. And when did you say was the last time that you all were together?
The last time we were together, that was like 2011.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, here's what I will do. I'm going to pull a card for you from the Kim deck.
Okay.
About you and your ex, although I think you know what's going on with it. But I'm going to pull a card from the Kim deck.
I really know. I'm hoping it's somebody else. That's what I'm hoping.
And the card I pulled was card number 12, Lightning Power. And, yeah. Lightning Power is all about signs and symbols. This is really about you focusing on what's going on behind the scenes, which is great because it's kind of what we're talking about tonight about whole dream creation and what goes on in the dark, what's going on behind the scenes. You know, your intuition is everything, and what you feel on the inside is really what's kind of coming out in these dreams. And so while you all may have moved on physically, you all may have moved apart from each other, you all might be seeing other people or you might be ready to see other people, there's still some baggage there. There's still some things that are left there. And for you, they're coming out in these dreams. You know, Miss Blue always talks about dreams and how everyone in the dream is really us, you know. It's really representing us on just multiple levels. And so if you think about these dreams you're having about your ex, y'all creeping around and stuff, you know, think about what the feeling, what is the root of that? So is there a part of you that still kind of wants that? You know, is there a part of you that still kind of thinks, if I saw her one day, would we maybe meet up? And if there isn't, then that's what needs to be expressed. And so I would encourage you, because I'm a big writer, so I'm always going to give you something to write. I'm going to tell you something to write. I would encourage you to go ahead and spend some time really getting to the root of your feelings about her and writing a letter to her. And in that letter, you're going to close everything out. Now, you ain't going to get her this letter. This is not, please do not send her this letter.
No, not at all.
Because she might come call in on a remix like, where is that sister Essa at? Because she so don't send her the letter. But I want you to get out all of those feelings, all of those things that are still buried that are dealing with her, because that's why you're dreaming about her. That's why you're calling and asking about her tonight, because even though you may have thought you moved on, there's still a part of you that's still there. And that's what Lightning Power is all about. It's going to be all of these signs and symbols that show up to show you, hey, your ass got to deal with some shit with her. You got to still deal with something that's there, you know. And so write this letter and express how you feel. Go ahead.
Now, could it be her energy? Because sometimes I think that, you know, really I'm, you know, thinking I was probably a little better than what she got. So I think that when she saw me, you know, I think she felt a little different, and I could tell because we had some conversations.
Something else. Trish says she better than what she got, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't even know how she made the move like that, you know, like.
Trish, that list is Trish.
You know, because when we was together, you know, she had a hold on me, so maybe she still, you know, I don't know.
Let me tell you something, Trish. Trish is something else, y'all. Oh my goodness. So here's the interesting thing about that, though. And even, you know, going back to Lightning Power and really kind of what happens is that it doesn't have anything to do with her energy in that sense. It's not that she's still keeping you there in that sense. And I know you will be open to hear this. This is all you. This is all you, Trish. And that goes back to the whole part of you being open and being really ready to kind of let it go. And even your comment about the person she's with now. And this is really sister to sister speaking right now, because trust me, I know that there is a huge part of us as women, and brothers do it too, but women, we do this to a T. When we see our ex with somebody else, we look them up and down, we give them that look like, you know, downgrade, you know. So you know, like that's
exactly.
What we do, but so much of that judgment is still tied to the hurt and the pain and the things that you all dealt with each other in that relationship. And that's another sign that you haven't quite moved on from it yet. You know, because if you had, you wouldn't care who she was with. You wouldn't even look at them. You wouldn't even pay attention to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wouldn't even be a comment for you. You know?
Okay,
so that goes back
to
that lightning power, you know.
No, well let me just tell you this. Okay, so it's been like, you know, I'm just like all this energy, boy, and I got a lot of sexual energy. I don't know what to do with it. It's just like every, you know, ain't nobody off limits these days. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. it's like ain't nobody off limits. I don't know. And, you know, I haven't been with men in, you know, over 20 years, so that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm considering it. So I'm just like, what is going on with you? So,
I'm
really trying to find out what kind of, I don't know, maybe some spirit guides or something that maybe could help me out with a little bit of this.
I'll tell you this. As you start, what's driving all of this, and again, like I love the Kim deck so much because one card can tell you everything. Everything is coming to a boil right now because you got to deal with this. You have to deal with this situation with your ex, and you have to be able to kind of move forward with it. So all of the sexual energy, all of this stuff making you feel like you just going to run around and bust wherever you at, everybody sleep. So y'all, babies are sweet. You can talk
don't
like
move.
This.
Hey, don't move.
You running around like that. It's because all of this is trying to force you to deal with all of that energy that you stored, that you buried away, that is
right.
tied to that relationship. And so the first step is going to be really releasing all of the hurt, the pain, the anger, all of that, and getting that out. And part of that will come out when you write this letter, and I mean, you're going to write the most brutal letter, honest letter, putting it all out on there and get it out.
Like
you are going to go ahead.
Everything
that you feel, all of that, you're going to get it all out in that letter. And then as you start to move forward with that, you'll be able to deal with the sexual energy, because the sexual energy is creative energy. It's another way for you to look at that. It's creative energy. So think about things that you like to do that are creative. You know, those things that you kind of, it could be art, it could be music, it could be dancing, kind of whatever those things are that you get in, you need to replace that activity. Because right now, the reason that you go into sex is because you like, this is what I normally would do. This is what I normally would do to get that out. You know, this is what I would do.
You know, actually,
I'm going to go ahead.
You know,
I'm worked up.
You know what? Really, I don't. This is most sexually kind of, you know, feeling I've had. I'm not a very sexual active person. I'm a very
not sexually
person.
Active.
How
no, I
look?
Mean the creative energy, not sex.
Oh,
I mean the creative energy, because that's what that is. That sexual energy, it's creative energy. But the way that you express it may be this feeling of you being horny, because that's a lot of times what might drive that if you don't have another avenue to direct that energy towards. You know, so if you want to go dance, if you want to go, you know, start a new project, if you want to go knit or something, whatever it is, you know, that's what you can do in the chat room. They talking about twerk classes. I don't
right,
think
I
Trish
see.
Need to be in the twerk class, y'all. I don't think she need to be in the twerk class. I don't know about that. That might make it worse, okay? But seriously, I really think that the writing that letter is going to help you. See that? That's what I'm saying. That's why I still need to be in the chart class. No, but I think that writing that letter and getting that out is definitely going to help you a lot, and just making that very honest. And what you do with that letter is you'll go ahead and you will mail that letter back to yourself. So you go ahead and put it in the mail because you got to have that energy of sending it out, and then you're going to get it back. And when you get it back, read it again and see how those feelings are when you read it back to yourself, because, again, you wrote this. So you're going to read it back to yourself. Once you have that last time of reading it, you're going to write in another journal, something that you keep for yourself. You're going to reflect on that, and then you're going to take that letter and burn it. And then it's done. That's it. That's it. You know, and so that's how you're going to start to work with getting that energy out. Now, the sexual energy, you're going to have to work with that creative energy someplace else. But right now, it's coming to light like that so much because of all of this lightning power you got going on to make you deal with whatever residual you got with the ex.
Right.
So it's going to keep coming up until you deal with it.
I believe that. I put a whole bunch of cars on the barbecue grill, and I thought I was doing something, you know. Okay, I got one more question. Now I'm thinking about, do you see like a move in the near future for me? Because I'm kind of stuck on whether, I kind of want to move somewhere else. I've been here a couple of years. I'm ready to kind of move around. I like to move around and stuff. I'm just trying to see if, but I like it here because I could sit back and do a lot of research. So,
you do want to move? Where do you want to move?
I'm trying to go to New Orleans. That's an hour away.
Ah, yeah.
And I just feel like something calling my name over there, and I just, I'm really into history and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I get to do a lot of research here, but it's like real slow here. It's hard to deal with these people here. So,
That is real funny. Well, I pulled another card for you, and funny enough, what I pulled was Dream Creation. So right on time. That's the show tonight. Yeah. It's about dream creation. So guess what? Shift your attention to where your true desires are, okay? So if you want to make that move, I say you need to go ahead and start making a plan for you to pursue that dream, because dream creation is all about you understanding that quest. It's putting practical things in place so that you can go ahead and make that move. So if New Orleans is your dream place, I say go for it.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, that sounds
wonderful, Trish. Trish, I can't wait to hear back from you again. I cannot wait to hear.
I've been waiting to hear back from you. I sent you an email so I could get a reading.
Oh, Trisha, yes. I responded. So check your email. I definitely responded.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Right,
wonderful.
Right,
perfect. I can't wait to connect with you then.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All righty.
So
well, peace and love.
Hey,
yes, definitely.
Oh, shout out to the chat room, man. Y'all be giving out some love.
You see them in there, they off the chain. They off the chain in the chat.
Make sure you tell Miss Blue I said hi. I'm so glad I got you.
I will definitely tell. That will definitely tell Miss Blue. Yes, much love to you too, Trisha. All right, hold the line. Oh, I love the Remix family. Off the chain, okay. Whew, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and move to the second song, because I'm just cracking up at, our theme for the night, because, y'all is too funny. Whew, I see the love is on the mind of the Remix family. So I'm going to go ahead and play the next song, which is right in line with what we've been talking about. So Let's do that. 646-652-7111 is the number to call. Get on the line. Share some of your dreams. Share some dreams you pursue. Share some dreams you're dealing with. Share a dream you want to pursue and follow. Call in. Here is our next song. And, yeah, take some time. Listen to the lyrics and reflect on it. All right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When I first saw you, baby,
baby,
I wanted to die. Me and those dreams I was
mine. Started to cry in a dream. Pushing my fancy to become a reality.
Oh,
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was Me and Those Dreamy Eyes of Mine by D'Angelo. So that's a pleasant dream. That's D'Angelo talking about his dream with a woman that he plans to encounter. I personally feel like D'Angelo was singing that song to me, but, you know. I love me some D'Angelo. But that is an idea of, you know, a dream he's having, a dream he's having about being with this beautiful woman and really how, you know, that he gets lost in her by looking at her, him and his dreaming eyes, you know. So it's just another song about dreams, 646-652-2711. Definitely want to hear you all share on this one. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 520-520, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line?
I had a dream. What I want to do.
Yeah, not going to do it, boo-boo. Go on to the next caller, calling in from area code 501-501. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, Esther. Hey. This is Lucia from Arkansas.
Hey, Afia.
Hey.
What's going on, girl?
Oh, a lot of change, a lot of change.
Yeah. It's the time for it.
Yes, it is.
It's the time for it.
Oh, this is a perfect time to get in on the line, because my dreams, I'm a dreamer, you know.
Oh, and, I know you are, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I dream so big, right. And so, you know, I'm trying to get them to manifest the game song. That speaks to a lot of my dreams. Dreams I've even thought about letting go. You know, you can't sit around and want to be a rapper. You're so cold in your head, you know. You know, all you listen to all the music, you know, all the styles. You can do whatever. You can produce.
Yeah.
You can do all that. You're going over it in your head, but you're not taking the time to sit down and truly put the work in, you know. So I thought about giving up, but I won't. I know I won't because it's in my heart. But so between that one and between the D'Angelo, I've noticed lately that I think I had interference, you know what I'm saying? D'Angelo was interfering with the game. You know what I'm saying? There's interference going. You know?
Wow. Yeah. That happens.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Whether it's from, you know, maybe dating. So I guess one of my real dreams is probably like a husband, soulmate, something like that. Something like a, I don't know.
Just a
nice soul connection with a brother, you know, good understanding. And my daughter, my 9-year-old, says that, you know, men aren't like that and they're crazy and I need to just don't find no husband and all that. She got daddy issues, you know.
I came with you today.
But it's been beautiful. So all that brought me back. So a blessing from the remix, the whole entire remix family, you, Miss Blue, Brother Bilal, Brother Panic, you know. Y'all have talked enough shit to me and stuff, you know, and have guided me enough to where, you know, I kind of started listening and I got more into myself. So I'm practicing my self-love, getting into the divine feminine, all that, you know. And I know that as this happens, the road gets better, you know what I'm saying? You know how to handle it a little better. But off subject. Thank you all. I love y'all.
Afia, I need to ask you, because I really like that you brought up interference, because that's so important to talk about, really, how one dream can interfere with another dream and what happens when you're trying to pursue all these damn dreams at the same time and then they start kind of conflicting with each other. So how do you deal with that?
You gotta be very attentive. You gotta be very attentive. Attend to your own damn spirit. Attend to your own damn spirit. Like that's just you know, like even when Ms. Blue be like, you know, tell a lie and see how your body feels. Okay, even if you can't feel that, because I was numb forever. I couldn't feel shit at halftime because I wasn't attending to my own spirit. You attend to your own spirit, and then you'll know certain situations you ain't got to go too far left or too far right with them, and then you can stay
focused.
But,
yeah,
being attentive to your own damn spirit, because when you fall off line with that, you lost yourself, then you got to come back. All right, you want to rap. So you're rapping, you're out there, you're doing your thing, but then you're talking to a brother or something. And that brother don't really want you doing your thing. So and y'all cutting. So he putting all that spirit out. I don't want you. You ain't shit.
Yes.
You know, and you know, negative words. You know, you have so many pessimistic people around you. You know, you want people around you who support your dream also, because if you're just around people who do not, well, you don't always have to have somebody, but if you don't have people who support you around you, then they're usually
very
doing the
important.
Opposite.
Yeah, it is very important.
Negative, and it's hard to get that out your head sometimes. So
absolutely.
I say be very attentive to yourself, your own spirit. Know when to move and when to, we know when to, you know, move forward and away.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Words of wisdom, y'all, from Sister Afia. Sister Afia. No, thank you
y'all.
So much for sharing. Yeah, I love you too, for sure. Definitely. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
All righty. Peace and love. Hold the line. Yeah, much love out to Sister Afia. Definitely bringing up very important things to consider, and I really love the fact that she brought up when dreams conflict, because that can happen, and sometimes it can happen when you least expect it. You can be on a path to pursuing one dream that you really, really love, and then you get hit smack in the head with something that is really counter to whatever it is that you have going on, and those type of situations really kind of force you to go within, and as she said, you really need to be attentive, and you need to feel your damn spirit. You need to know where you're at with that, and you really need to know the truth behind the dreams that you're pursuing. You know, did they originate with you? Are they really your dreams? Are the dreams that you're sharing, is it someone else that's put the dream in you? You know, that's where you really need to sit with. I can't even look at the chat room right now. Because y'all off the chain. They off the chain in the chat room. Planet Remix After Dark, a sight to be seen and heard. All right, let me go back to the lines. Let's go to the caller in from area code 702. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 702? All right, we can't hear you, 702. All right, 702 might have went to sleep, y'all. All right, let's go to the next caller. Call it in from area code 812. Area code 812, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Terre Haute, Indiana, and this is William Allen.
Hello, William Allen.
How you doing, goddess?
I'm wonderful.
I thank you for giving me this opportunity. This is a beautiful thing, because when you're talking about the dreams, I've always had a dream, as the sister was saying, was about music. And as I started pursuing that dream, I found out that the dream that I wanted to do music wouldn't come through me, but through my family.
Oh, and wow.
On the back end of that, if I could, I'd like to share something with you right now.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course you can.
Here it is, sis.
I thank God. such a fool indeed.
I send greetings to the God. Check your mind, I'm not Islam. Check your mind, I'm not Muslim. Check your mind, I'm not Christian. Check your head, that's what I said. Talk about God, nigga, get scared. Old man said, if you want the truth, then you gotta go to the horse's mouth. Dirty South got trillionaires. Talk about self-made millionaires. We the pimps, we the players. We the ones living the high life. God brought me through the struggle. Made my skills on the mic so nice. What I recite, get heavy rotation. Cross the nation and overseas. Worldwide, they feelin' my vibe. Bring my seeds though back to me. G-Max think that masterpiece. Thank God for these D-Town streets. Don't stop for the sweet and cheese. And I thank God for blessing me.
William, you there?
Yeah.
You there, William?
Doing it live.
All right. Much love to that caller for sharing his piece. It is a chat and chill, y'all. You know, when we do chat and chill after dark, we get a lot of folks that are pretty creative and just want to share. So I want to send love out. He said that the dream that he pursued was really pursued through his family, and then he shared a wonderful song with us about that. So much love out to the brother for sharing that. And on that note, we're going to go to the next song. Oh, my goodness, Remix family. We are chatting and chilling after dark tonight. We're talking about dream creation. We're talking about following your dreams. We're talking about reflecting on our dreams. You know, what do we do when our dreams go haywire? What do we do along that course of our dreams? And we're going to go to the next song. And this is one of my – all these songs are my favorite songs, but this one in particular, this is one of my Get Hype songs. And really just love his brother, love his passion, love this energy that he is sharing about dreams. Very powerful song. So, again, the exercise we're doing is we're listening to these songs and really reflecting on the story that they are telling about pursuing their own dreams. And definitely get on the line so you can call and share about yours. 646-652-2711. All right, you all, here's the next song. Let's go.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit, in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist, see my dreams unfold, nightmares come true, it was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do, if you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view, got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew, like a nigga sneeze. Nigga, please, for them trick to squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hated when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages are foreign, bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. This shit with Mariah. Lil' nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hot drink, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hater, rest in peace. Rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsta move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word with them. I grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought a ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was rented? Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on his finish. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the touch can, I'm in casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she don't ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son need some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these silly niggas I bought with me don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing beans. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collar. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. This two-door Maybach, with my seat on reclining, I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you hit me in your ass, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life on my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces on the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit, the same niggas that flop. I'm the same nigga from Burst Street with them that braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me, hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit, my Rolls Royce on. He ain't gon' remember me, I say remember me. So much money out your prince earning your enemies. And when this beef I turn my enemies to memories. When them bricks take over 40, ain't no ten the key. Hold up, broke nigga turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave, you think dumb pretty hoes gon' still suck my dick. It was something about that rollie when it first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that brick. I'm gone.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, that's my get pumped song right there. Dreams and nightmares. And, you know, outside of it being an off-the-chain beat and outside of him just dropping it, what I really love about that is he just talk about his passion. You know, he really talks about his passion and just his, you know, his trail of his dream. Like, he dreamed about being where he was. You know what I'm saying? And even when he got where he was, niggas still doubted him, you know. He says in a song, y'all thought the Aston Martin was rented? Nah, it's not. You know, so it's really just kind of showing you the path and also showing you that anybody could have a dream that comes true. Anybody can, you know, but look at all of the things you still have to go through along that path to the dream, and to show his passion and what all he had to go through. And you all, I know, are Google researchers, so I know you all know. Can Google Meek Mill if you don't know about him. So you could definitely Google him and find out his story, but he's definitely had a journey to get to where he is, and that's why I love that. You know, that's why I love that. So let me go to the lines, because y'all telling me y'all in the queue like y'all got something to say. Let me go to the lines. 646-692-2711. Yes, Magellan was over here. Break Magellan. No, that's our song. That's our turn up song. So, you know. Let me go to the Skype caller calling in. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
All right. This is the show calling in from Toronto.
Hey, the show from Toronto.
What's up?
What's going on?
Everything's good. I feel the song, though. Like, I've accomplished dreams in my life before. It was a dream for me to go away to school. You know, I'm from the Bahamas, so going away to school was a big dream of mine. It took me a little while to make it, but I made it there before. So
yeah.
I know what that's like. Other than that, right now, I wouldn't say that I have a dream at this point in time. I think I'm kind of trying to design what my next dream is.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. And how is that going?
I'm in between right now. Like I feel like I'm kind of lost with it. Like, I don't feel like I have a lot of direction. I know there's things that I want, but I don't have the passion right now, you know?
So you're in dream creation stage then.
Yeah.
You kind of get all the ingredients together to start formulating what your next dream going to be. That's where you at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. I know there was a whole conversation going on in the chat.
About what, though?
Well,
you want
I don't
me to touch
know.
On
that's
something?
What I was going to ask you. Yeah, you were talking about, I think you might have been talking about something to do with maybe previous callers, women relationship, something about all of that.
I was saying something.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. It seemed like there was a lot of conversation going on, so I just wanted to see if you wanted
about
to share that.
Numb women. I was talking about numb women. I was saying that in society,
numb
women, when,
woman, numb
you know,
women. Yeah.
Yeah, women who are numb, like, it's hard to see them as more than just a booty call because they can't really make emotional connections. So what's there deeper to hold on to than, you know, just a thigh or an ass? You know, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. All right. Makes sense.
Yeah, so it wasn't in general like, you know, some people in chat room are making it seem. I'm talking about the women who can't make emotional connections or deep emotional connections. So it's harder to make a connection with them other than physical. So you agree?
Right. Yeah. And that would be that maybe they also don't want that. So they may just want to have the physical connection. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand.
So that's what I was saying the whole time for people in the chat room. That's what I was saying the whole time. Maybe they should call in.
I believe you. Yes. I believe you to shout. I ain't trying to start nothing, y'all, okay? I just wanted to get a show a chance to clarify what he said. That's all. So thank you very much.
No problem. Anytime. Anytime.
Oh, my goodness. All right, the show. Thank you so much for calling in. That was a lie. Oh, wow. You all are something else tonight. I promise you. Let me go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. 440, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther. This is Explicit.
Oh, snap. What's going on,
yes.
Explicit?
Crazy.
When Explicit come
crazy.
On, you know it's time to turn up, y'all. Explicit come on,
know.
Turning up every time.
Just craziness, this whole day with the energy was just, oh, my God, I was over here, then I was over there, and I was like, hey, man, what's up? What is going on? And I was just like, wait,
yeah.
I'm
it's a lot of crazy energy.
Ice water. Don't have to just take a cold shower. I'm just going to have to calm this shit down. For real. Oh,
yes.
Yes. So, like, I had this crazy-ass dream, which I'm just going to say a part of because I'm still trying to decipher that crap. But, like, I'll wake up into this, like, room that looks like my house just a little bit, but it was, like, really, really stupid fancy. And then I saw, like, all these people with torches and pitchforks walking down the street and just looking, like, straight up batshit crazy or something. And then somebody said, get the fuck off my property. I was like, what the hell? This is my dream? Ain't nobody coming up in my dreams. At least not for a long time, but it's just like, and then I just went over to the window, and I was just like, wait a minute, what the hell going on? It looked like damn Baghdad out there. I was like, what the hell is this?
Mm.
I don't know, maybe I was in Ferguson. I don't have no idea. So, that thing was before Dr. Umar came on and talked about that, but I was just like, dang, he was like right on time, because that shit was crazy. I ain't never had nothing like that.
Yeah, that's very turned up. That's very turned up. Wow. What do you think that means?
Honestly, I ain't got no clue. But as long as that stuff stay up away from my house, we good.
Yeah. Do you have a dream journal?
I'm gonna have to go back to it again after that.
Okay.
I really am. For real.
Yes. I'm gonna encourage everybody, if you don't already have one, to definitely get you a dream journal. And it don't have to be nothing fancy. It could just be some paper that's by your bed. But get you a dream journal so that you can start interpreting your dreams and definitely writing down these kind of signs and symbols, because that's a big part of dream creation as well, is being able to decode the dreams you have when you go to sleep and to be able to use those signs and symbols kind of in your day-to-day life. So you definitely like sleep dream or dream. Okay. The dream journal would be for your sleep dreams, but I would encourage you, this is a question from the chat room, I would encourage you to also have a dream journal for your dream creation. So one would be kind of your astral world dream journal. That's where you write down what happens when you go to sleep. The other would be for your dream creation. So those are dreams you want to pursue. Those are, you know, how you kind of chart down that path or how you're going to get there. That's what I would definitely recommend. So, but explicit, back to you. Back to you in a damn pitchfork.
I don't even know where the hell that came from. It was just like, it was random. I was like, what the hell did I eat before I went to bed?
It's a whole lot of interesting energy out here, explicit.
Oh,
yeah. So, you know,
I would say you was
tapping into something right there.
Right.
Something right there. What are some of your dreams that you're pursuing, though, explicit? Because you are a creative person, and I know that you have a lot of those type of dreams that you're pursuing. So what are some of those that you're kind of going after right now?
So number one I'm focusing on right now really is the music dream, because this whole freaking going to school for my business degree. Now, I do care about that to some degree, but not as much as this. Like, this is now becoming highlighted, especially after I just got done with this one situation I was dealing with this, she shall not be named, for the last 5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, like, this is what's coming.
Explicit.
It was complicated, man. Since that's done, I done put the fireworks out on that shit. I've been like, you better run to that, go to hell or some shit like that. But now I ain't got no bad blood against her or nothing. I ain't got no bad blood, you know, like, salam alaikum. That's all I got to say. Anywho.
So you moving past that to pursue your dream.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, so your music dream, so where are you at with that? Where are you at on the path to that dream?
I am at the beginning of it, but, like, I've had some stuff to do with music, so for all of my life, for the most part, I was in choir in high school. I learned some stuff about instruments over the years, you know, like I know the scales and everything. I'm just trying to figure out how to use GarageBand at the moment. And I definitely know I need to get self-invested, but currently I've been focusing completely on school. I have been, you know, unemployed at the moment because, like, all my energy had been going to school up to now, and I got to say, no, I can't do that no more. So, at the moment, I definitely need support. I am trying to sell some of my artwork.
Oh, artwork? Oh, you drawing?
Artwork, yes. I've been doing graphic design for long. Right? That's the other thing. I do graphic design. I love making digital, you know, just like paintings and stuff. I like doing
absolutely
a lot of abstract work. So at the
oh,
moment,
wow. Okay. Well, where's your stuff at? Go ahead. You got a website. What you got? We need
got
to get this information
on out. Website. Yes,
okay.
I got up on this website called society6.com/ Intaishin, which is my artistic name.
Girl.
Yes.
Look.
Let me
okay
explain.
Please,
let me explain.
Please. Put the site up so that people
yes
can go through it, and then I want you to spell it out for all of our listeners who are on the line so that they know
all
how
right
to get through it.
http://society6.com/intaishin, I-N-T-A-I-E-S-H-I-O-N.
Say that again. I N T A
I E
I E
S H I O N.
Okay. Is that it? I just put it
yes
in the chat. All right. Society6.com/ Intaishin. Okay. So what can the family find there?
They can find my artwork and art prints, frame prints, canvas, hoodies, onesies, mugs,
beautiful
insect covers, rugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is like one of these websites where you have like another business offering to make stuff for artists, and you're like, I get a royalty fee from it. I create it, I get a royalty fee, and then they also get a fee from it because, you know, like they are printing the stuff for you. And if anybody else is like, you know, like an artist, they can put this stuff up there and get their own store and start selling
beautiful
their stuff as well.
That
so
is beautiful.
I'm totally all for
yes
that.
Yes. That is wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, society6.com/ Intaishin. And this is some of Explicit's work. Explicit, I know everyone's used to hearing you sing. I'm not going to put you on the spot tonight, but, you know, you're talking about that's the dream you're pursuing, so.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. No. I'm going to be working with some YouTube soon. I'm trying to get that started as well. So follow me on Twitter at Intaishin because I'm going to post some of my videos up there in the near future.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm just saying, you getting some requests to sing tonight, Explicit, so, you know.
I can do one song since I got it on.
All right.
On memory. Cause
what
I
love about the Remix family, y'all just be
yes
ready to go. Yes, love it.
I love this song. This is by Louis Armstrong. Do you know what it means? And this is New Orleans. Because, like, that song has been playing in my head since I've heard it in, like, my jazz class
yeah
2 months ago. It just keeps on playing. So
yeah,
I'm going to try
yeah
to I'm gonna do my best with the words because, like.
Go for
I'm
it.
I'm going to do my best. Okay.
All right.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? The place where the place where I left my heart. The veil is getting stronger as long as I stay away. Mr. Mosca, the vines, the tortured the vines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I like to see the lazy Mississippi a hurrying into spring. The moon that's on the bayou, a grill to the filthy air. I dream I'm on the Anderson bloom, and in a vision that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Then that's when you left your heart. And there's something more. I miss the one I care for. More than I miss.
That was beautiful, Explicit.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Much love to you. Always, always beautiful to hear your voice. And, you know, we are definitely supporting you on your path, girl. So
thank
I know you're
you
finna blow
I
up. I know you finna get big. So, you know, just always sending you much love and much support. And the Remix fam, you see all the hearts in the room and the folks on the line, like, yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Oh,
likewise.
Thank you
likewise.
So much for sharing tonight, Explicit.
No
all
problem.
Right, hold the line, hold the line. All right, wow, Remix family, y'all are off the chain. That's all I got to say. Planet Remix is truly, truly off the chain. Off the chain. Well, we got about 15 minutes to go, you know. It is Chat and Chill, Remix After Dark. And, yeah, we've been chatting and chilling tonight. I want to play the last Dream song because I think that this really summarizes what we've talked about tonight. And I really want to thank everyone for calling in and sharing your dreams because I think we all really touched on this as we talk about dream creation, as we talk about, you know, what happens as you get along the path to the dream, as we talk about closing out a dream. You know, maybe you had a dream to be with someone and you got with them and you was like, this shit is a nightmare. Let me go ahead and peace out with that. Some of y'all shared that tonight, not my words, just saying what y'all said. So... You know, this song is really going to kind of capture that. So I would love to hear you all's thoughts. You can go ahead and get on the line if you hadn't shared, 646-652-2711, or if you want to just give some closing thoughts, get on the line. Going to play this last song for us for the dream share, and then we'll be right back.
Tell
Yeah. A sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare. That really just captures kind of what we what we have shared tonight. You know, talking about really reflecting on our dreams and where we were, and definitely lots of laughter, which is usually what happens in chat and chill. But, you know, if we really just want to talk about kind of why these types of shows are important and this message about really reflecting on your dreams, it's because day-to-day life, you know, shit happens. Things go haywire. Things go not according to plan. Things throw your ass off the plan. Sometimes you get put in situations where you're going to be in the dark on some things, where you're going to be forced to rethink a dream. And it's really, really important to take time to really track the course of where you are when it comes to progressing on your dreams and accomplishing them, and to not give up the fight. You know, when you're on that path to accomplishing something, to recognize that the struggle, the bullshit, the drama, all that stuff is a part of your dream creation. And it is both a sweet dream and a beautiful nightmare at the same time sometimes, you know, as you're going through it. Those things are a part of it. And really the music we played tonight was just to give you examples of people talking about their dreams. This is stuff we hear. We hear this in music. You know, of course we know MLK talked about his dream, and even in his talk about his dream, he was very real about it, saying, hey, I may not be there. I may not be there with y'all, but I'm going to be at the mountaintop. I may not be there when y'all get to it. You know, he recognized that. So just thinking about that in a very realistic and tangible way as you pursue your dreams, so that you don't get knocked so far off the path when you encounter this adversity, when you encounter things that throw you off. That is really what the focus of the show is tonight. And sometimes you got to take a step back and just reflect on it. So I definitely would encourage you all to keep a, you know, sweet dream journal, you know, keep a dream creation journal where you're able to write down these things that you want to accomplish, and you highlight those milestones, and you even highlight the part of it that's a nightmare. You know, you highlight those parts where you like, this shit was not in the plan. I did not expect to go through this, but I'm still pursuing my dream because it's my passion and it's what I want to do. And that's really what this show was about, you know. So I appreciate everyone for calling in. I love you all in Planet Remix. I love when we have these type of shows because you just never know who's going to come out and who's going to share. And thank you for everyone who did call in and share that. Of course, you all know, sending much love out to Miss Blue and Sister Munya and Brother Bilal and everyone in the priestesshood and self-invested and over on Facebook and over on Twitter and every place else. You know you all can always get in touch with us. Follow us on Twitter. Miss Blue is at Blue Raspberry Wind, and I am at Miss Soul Virgo. Definitely, if you want to hit up Miss Blue, you can hit her up for questions for Blue at gmail.com. If you want to hit me up, it's swirlsessionswithesther@gmail.com. All of that information is in the show notes. Make sure you download, and go over to Facebook and like the show. We definitely going to jam out. Tonight has been all about music, so how could we end the show without playing some music? So as we close out, ooh, it's going on 2 a.m., child. Y'all are some troopers if I ever seen them. It's troopers if I ever seen them. So we definitely going to close out on some music and, you know, just kind of start welcome this week out right, you know. Welcome that energy in right. And I need to play something to calm some of y'all down because y'all been y'all been off the chain over there in the chat room. I need to make sure I don't play nothing or to kind of rile y'all up even more. All right. Let me see what we going to do here. What we going to do? The show said no Drake. The show, you funny. You know that that means that that's what I'm going to play, right? Oh my gosh. All right, let's jam. Let's jam, y'all. Let's jam.
Oh, y'all are too funny.
Somewhere between psychotic and iconic. Somewhere between I want it and I got it. Somewhere between I'm sober and I'm lifted. Somewhere between a mistress and commitment. But I stay down, girl, I always stay down. Get down, never lay down. Promise to break everybody out before I break down. Everyone just wait now, so much on my plate now. People I believed in, they don't even show their face now. What they got to say now, nothing they can say now. Nothing really changed, but still they look at me away now. What more can I say now, what more can I say now? You might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. And I hate that you don't think I belong to you. Just too busy running shit to run home to you. You know that paper my passion. Bittersweet celebrations. I know I can't change what happened. I can't help it, I can't help it. I was young and I was selfish. I made every woman feel like she was mine and no one else. And now you hate me, stop pretending, stop that frontin'. I can't take it, girl, don't treat me like a stranger. Girl, you know I seen you naked. Girl, you know that I remember. Don't be a pretender. Getting high at the condo, that's when it all comes together. You know I stay reminiscing and make up sex is tradition. But you've been missing, girl, and you might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know.
This the life for me. My mama told me this was right for me. I got him worried like make sure you save a slice for me. I should have a spoon serve you up with a fork and knife for me. Your actions make us doubt you. Your lack of effort got me rapping different. This is shit I wanna go out to. Play this shit at my funeral if they catch you slipping. Naked women swimming, that's just how I'm living. Donate a million to some children, that's just how I'm feeling. A nigga filling up arenas, who the fuck can see us? I had to Derrick Rose and knee up before I got the re-up. Yours truly the boy. I just build and build more, y'all niggas build and destroy. Y'all niggas party too much, man, I just chill and record. No filler, you feel it now if you ain't feel it before. Yes, Lord, it's the shit I wanna go out to. Yeah, yeah, it's the shit I wanna go out to.
I've been drinking,
I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby.
Remix family, it has been a wonderful share. Everyone, have a wonderful night. Going to play one more song to take us on out. Make sure you like the show over on Facebook and let us know what you think. Till next time, y'all. Peace and greetings and love, Remix family. Y'all still on the line.
Like a queen.
Like a queen.
Queen.
Nah, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. Hold up, y'all. Hold up. I got something for y'all. We gonna end it out on something else. We're gonna end it out on something else, y'all. All right. Oh wow. Y'all off the chain in the chat room. All right, here we go.
I mean, really?
Oh, no, not that. Not that, y'all. Oh, where is it? I see y'all talking about reggae. No reggae right now. All right, here we go, y'all. Y'all gotta stop messing with me. Here we go.